Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind, where we're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, I want to talk to you about directing your mind. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "A man is what he thinks all day long." The stress that we put on ourselves is self-induced. We allow our brains to run rampant because we believe that we can't control ourselves. The challenge is that when the stressful thought comes into our mind, we start to dwell on it. And as we dwell on it, it builds, and it builds into something more significant. If you don't play tennis, and you're not particularly good at the game, but you decide that you want to get better, you'd probably work with a pro who would train you on the techniques required to play. And each day as you practice, you'd be reinforcing the technique. So you're simply teaching your mind and your body to learn the new task. And given enough repetition, you'd become a good tennis player. I'm here to tell you that you have the ability to direct your mind. There are techniques that if you practice them daily will improve your ability to direct your thoughts. So just like practicing tennis and those skills involved is going to get you better at the sport through repetition, the same concept is true with what we're talking about. If you practice, you can exert more control over your thoughts and get very good at it. And I'm going to share those techniques with you over the course of this week. Tomorrow, we're going to start with the concept of redirecting your thoughts. But in the meantime, I would love to hear what you have to say. So feel free to email me at joel@joelbrookman.com. And if you know people that are like you, serious about getting where they want to go, please ask them to subscribe to the 90-Second Navigator.